The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Now, Christmas is a special time for many families, especially for those living away from home. We talk about the new Irish who have made this country their home, and we're going to talk to a few of them now. I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Daisy Mahuhay from the Philippines, who is a senior staff nurse in St. Vincent's across the road here. You're very welcome, Daisy.
Thank you very much.
And we're joined on the line by Michael Keng from Cameroon. First to you, Daisy. Tell us, first of all, how long you've been here and what sort of Christmas you celebrate.
Oh, I've been here since 2001. I'm one of those who arrived here first, you know, the first batches of the Filipino nurses here in Ireland in 2001. So since then, I was in St. Vincent. I'm still in acute medical unit. We are celebrating Christmas here quite differently, like, not the usual Irish Christmas. I don't know if it is, you know, we're doing the 9 consecutive Novena Masses. The same thing as the way we celebrate in the Philippines. So we have some Filipino priests here, and some, like Father Rene is the one heading the, Rene Asoy is the one heading the Filipino Mass every night. So from 8 o'clock until 8:30 every night since December 15 until December 24.
And would there be many people at that novena?
Oh yeah, it will. It normally it's being attended by about 500 to 600 Filipinos, and that so every night.
They're there for the seven nights.
For nine nights
of the novena.
Yeah, because there is kind of like some. Like a petition, like most of they're doing that for like some of our Filipinos, like they are praying for something. If they wanted to make it come true, they will finish the 9 consecutive nights for the Mass.
So special intentions they have.
Special intentions that, you know, if they feel that if they finish that 9 consecutive nights,
it will bring them good fortune.
Yeah, the fortune and all their dreams, and that they're all wishing, you know, the wishes for the Christmas will come true.
I see. And tell me then, when we get to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, is it vastly different here in Ireland than it is in the Philippines?
It's quite, because we kind of more festive. The Filipinos, the way like we bring loads of food together in the hall of the church, like everybody, like all the Filipino family will, that who will be attending the Mass, you know, they are kind of not really obliged, but they feel that they are responsible to bring some food to share to others. Mm-hmm. So there will be, like the other night, we have some big roast pig, you know, on the table.
This is on Christmas,
to share.
Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
In ordinary day.
Yes, right.
But then it is more so on Christmas Eve. It will be a massive celebration for all of us. Like, it's a Christmas giving is there as well.
So the community actually would celebrate together, is that
yeah,
it?
Meet
over Christmas.
Meet over Christmas.
As well as the novena.
The 24th will be like, it will be celebrated in huge way.
By the Filipinos here.
I
know it's quite a poignant and emotional time for you because you lost your father last year.
That's right, yeah.
Does it make it more difficult then to celebrate Christmas?
It is actually the very first year that without them with us is so heartbreaking, really. Actually, coincidentally, today is the sister-in-law's death anniversary. She passed away December 22 in America. So we were there. All the family went there at the time. I took an unpaid leave from my work just to, you know, because she's the only sister of my husband.
Okay.
So
it makes it a sad sort of time for you then.
Yeah, within 3 months, we have two losses, you know, two members of the family significant member of the family.
So you remember them especially over Christmas?
Yes, yeah, especially during this time.
Sure. Daisy, put on your headphones on you there, because we're joined now on the line by Michael King from the Cameroon, one of our World Cup Supporters Club members who joined us last June when all the action was being played out. Michael, you're very welcome.
Oh, hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Michael. And how will you celebrate Christmas?
Christmas over here, we celebrate it a little bit different from the way we used to celebrate it at home. For instance, when we celebrate Christmas at home, during the Christmas Eve, women will go out shopping, prepare, getting stuff ready for the meals for the next day. The males, the men, and other families, members, we go around looking for things like turkey, cow meat, like, you know, things for roast and stuff like that. And then later on in the evening on Christmas Day in Africa, you know, we go out partying after church midnight. We start party to the next morning.
You have a party from after midnight mass to the following morning?
The following morning, yeah. After mass, we go to nightclubs, party to the next day, because it's like a huge thing. It's like a celebration. So we don't just celebrate by sitting home and praying the whole day. We go to church, pray, go to mass, and then the next thing after that, we go to nightclub and start celebrating that night that Christ has been born that night, and we need to be happy.
And do you get any sleep at all during the night then?
No, there's no sleep at all. It's like a big celebration that night, the 24th Eve. It's like huge. It's a huge celebration everywhere in Cameroon, like, you know.
Right, so Christmas Day is for sleeping then, after all of that, is it?
Christmas morning, our parents will get up in the morning, obviously they'll go to mass, come back, finish with the cooking, we eat in the afternoon, family meals, and then we go around visiting relatives like uncles and the rest.
And will it be turkey and ham on Christmas Day?
Mostly, there'll be very less turkey. We don't have turkey back in Cameroon. We have cows, goats, chickens and stuff like that. We don't have turkey. It's a traditional way, like celebrating it by killing big animals, you know. So we don't have turkey in Cameroon at all.
And this is a special Christmas for you, Michael. You're expecting your first baby.
Yeah.
Your wife is.
That's a huge thing for me. I think my dream is coming true this 2015, and this Christmas, I'm going to celebrate it in a big style. Firstly, because I'm expecting, my wife is expecting, my wife and I.
It's your first.
My very first baby.
Oh, great.
And my wife will be listening to this, and she'll be like, wow, I can't imagine saying this over the radio. But I'm so excited. And it will be the first time for me to actually get a big turkey and have a Christmas tree set up, just special for that little child coming.
Right. Stay on the line, Michael, because we're also joined now by one of other members of our World Cup fan club, Harvey Vukovic. Good morning.
Morning, John.
And you're Croatian, Harvey.
Hi, yes, I am.
And would there be a big Croatian community here in Ireland?
Well, I would say at this moment, yes, since probably July last year, since we joined the EU, but that was inevitable to happen.
Yeah, to have more of them making the journey here. And
yes.
What do you eat at Christmas?
Ooh.
What is eaten in Croatia, maybe?
Yeah, in Croatia, normally, back in old days, used to be bakalar, which was dried cod. That you need to be soaked the night before and then cooked for a Christmas dinner. But then again, you have your standard fare of turkeys and roast pigs, meat and mainly meat. And then you have side dishes that would include something that's very similar to pasta sheets that are roasted on a stove top. And then pour the stock over it, and then you have them with your turkey. But then there's a big tradition of a meal called sarma, which is pickled cabbage leaves stuffed with minced meat and rice, and then cooked with bacon and kind of dried meat for a couple of hours, and then you eat that over on the Christmas. Well, basically from Christmas Day onwards, up to, as long as it lasts.
I see. And Harvey, am I right in saying that Christmas Eve is a bigger deal than Christmas Day for you?
Yes. No, I think the big, or one of the biggest differences between the Christmases here and in Croatia would be that on the 24th is when everything is everything happens on the 24th. So the Christmas tree doesn't go up until the 24th. You have a family dinner on the 24th. You have a midnight mass on the 24th. And then 25th, I'd say, would be similar to the gentleman's experience from Cameroon. You would kind of, especially the young people, they would use the 25th as late, lazy day.
Not getting up too early, in other words.
Definitely not. You know, right. We used to go out for Christmas mass midnight and then go out after that, like clubbing or just going out meeting friends, because everyone kind of gathered in the city center after their family meals and midnight masses. So yeah, it was fun time to be in town, like on the Christmas Eve.
Great stuff. Well, we wish you a happy Christmas, Harvey.
Likewise, John.
And Michael King as well, and good luck with your soon-to-be parent status.
Thank you very much. Best of luck to
your wife and who is with child at the moment. Daisy, you four children Santa will be coming for, I presume.
Yeah, yes.
What ages are they?
They're 11, 8, 6 and 4.
Well, listen, there's lots of very positive comments in, a lot of praise in from people about what a wonderful job you and your fellow Filipinos do as nurses.
Oh,
so I'll pass them on to you. And a happy Christmas to you, Daisy. Thank you for coming in this morning.